Hey, good morning. What's going on, y'all? This your boy, Mike Knox. Welcome to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox, and this is my WrestleMania review, post-show, if you will, so to speak. A lot of things took place last night in the granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania. As you can hear from the sound of my voice, I am completely hoarse, tired, hungry, slungry, whatever words you want to insert there, that's what I am. Let's just go ahead and kick things kicked off with 78,133,000 people in attendance last night. WWE pulling in a whopping $14 million. I mean, say what you want to say about the company. We'll talk about the pay-per-view. Say what you want to say about the pay-per-view, but 78,000, 14 million sells itself. Opening up, of course, with the men's and women's battle royals. In the men's battle royal, we've seen the winner be Matt Hardy, being helped, as it appears to be, Awoken, Bray Wyatt. Himself helping out Matt Hardy to win that men's Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Then we women's Battle Royal, Memorial Battle Royal, which a lot of people had it slated that it would be either Bayley or that it would be Sasha Banks. It turned out to be a swerve and simply just be one person, and that is Naomi Flamay Mignon Young herself wins it. Just going through the matches here real fast as well. Intercontinental title starts off with The Miz, Finn Balor, and Seth Rollins. Winner of this triple threat, Monday Night Rollins. U.S. title, Jinder Rusev Day, RKO Randy Keith Orton, and Robert Roode. Winner of the match, as they've all been saying, do not hinder the gender. Did not see that one coming. Also, SmackDown Women's title, in my opinion, the match that stole WrestleMania, the match of the night, was Charlotte Flair taking on Asuka. Winner of this match is Asuka. Losing the match, I mean, it's Asuka. Flair winning the match. The streak is over. Welcome to the chat. Ladies and gentlemen, just going through the winners and losers first. Raw Women's Championship, Nia Jax defeats Alexa Bliss. SmackDown Tag Title, the Bludgeon Brothers beat the Usos in the New Day. Again, I'll talk about all things momentarily. Taker shows up or calls out Cena. We don't know how that occurred. We just know Cena ran back. A lot of things happened with that. Taker beating John Cena. Got a lot of things to say about that one. Can't share. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Why it can't be shared there. That's a new one for me. I'm normally on my computer when I do this. Today I'm on my smartphone. As you see, I'm not at home. I'm still in New Orleans. I'm going to be here for the remainder of the entire day. I will not reach back home until tomorrow. So I am, like I said, I'm out of, I don't even have the energy to do anything else today. But I will, because I suffer from a disease called inner testicular fortitude. And when you have inner testicular fortitude as a number one disease, I mean, it's worse than HIV. I mean, let's be real here. When you have inner testicular fortitude, you just keep going and going and going. And trust me, when I tell you I'm a monster among men and they can get these hands, because she's been had these hands. But Daniel Bryan, Shane defeats Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. A lot to talk about that one. AJ Styles defeats Nakamura. A lot to say about that as well. Raw tag team titles, piece of shit. You hear me? A piece of shit. Braun Strowman and a kid named Nicholas wins that. And then, of course, the main event, Brock Lesnar defeats AJ Styles. What's going on, DJ, man? Missed having you here, my brother. I really do. If you're home or and you're close to me, or you know who you are, Victor, if you want to join the conversation, please feel more than welcome. There's a share button right there to add you to the live chat if you so wish to do so. I can see it pop up on the screen. If I know who you are and I respect what you have to say, I will bring you on. Good morning, Jeff. Brock defeats AJ Styles. Where would that happen at? Title for title, I don't see that happening at all, Jeff. But let me just start with my overall opinion of WrestleMania. Very tired. Let's just be real here, guys. And everybody who knows me, who listens to the shows, I have been deemed, and I've come out the closet and calling myself the hashtag WWE guy. Excuse me, I need to get some something inside my throat here. I say that I'm here. I need something to drink. I'm really out of it, guys. I was disappointed in WrestleMania. Several reasons why I was disappointed in WrestleMania. I thought about this last night and what would my grade be. You know how I grade things on a scale of 1 to 5 on a belt scale. I gave WrestleMania a 3 out of 5. What was the title I gave it? God dang it. I said it last night. I'm so tired. I didn't go to bed till 3 a.m. your guys' time in East Coast. I gave it a 3 out of 5. Damn it, I know the title I had, and I had it directly picked out for there. Oh, yeah, 3 out of 5 Ted DiBiase Jr. Million Dollar Man titles. I mean, it started off hot, it started off promising, and it just fucking fell flat. And that was disappointing to me. And again, maybe this is the WWE needs to rethink doing a 5-hour show, doing a 6-hour program, doing a 7-hour program, sorry, if you include the whole entire pre-show. I mean, you're there from 5 o'clock until midnight. I mean, that's just, the crowd was amazing. Besides the hour and a half at the end, which started with, let's say, Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax, the tag team bullshit that happened with Braun Strowman, and the main event, the crowd was just gone at that point. Like, physically, and I don't mean like left the building. As you can see, I'm not at home. So I got my phone set up here in the hotel on the coffee maker, to be honest. But not, when I don't mean left the building. I mean like physically the energy has shifted in the building. And I don't think it was a match that did it. It was just the weekend, I believe, that people did it with. So let me tell you, I'm going to start with my negatives, okay? Before I give you any of my positives. I don't ever do that. I never give you too much negative. So I have to be honest. I've always prided myself, Mike Knox, 3 X's, because I'm hardcore, because I tell the truth. Okay? And I'm, in my opinion, I'm telling the truth from my vantage point. Let me ask you a question, guys. Listen, can you hear me okay? Because I'm talking low myself. I'm not sure if I'm coming through clear enough on your guys' end. I hated the Raw Tag Team title. Those who know, speaking about this before it happened, and thank you, Victor, I hated it. If you're a fan of the Raw Tag Team title the way it happened, then hey, it's wrestling. There's something for everybody, and there's something for people who don't like a thing. I grew up a tag team wrestling fan. I've stated this. Why go through the whole process of saying he has a partner if that was going to be the case? Yes. Weeks ago, I argued, was he a face or was he a heel? Well, Braun's 100% a face when you do something like that. And this has something against Braun Strowman. You shit it on the bar. You completely shit it on the bar by having a child and Braun Strowman win a tag team title. I'd have rather Braun Strowman not had a tag team partner if that was going to be the case. And I didn't like that idea. That just didn't make any sense to me to have him have a tag team partner, not have a tag team partner. That's crap. And if he gets a partner and it's a little kid, like, come on. It's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. What the hell, a kid? I mean, I get it. WrestleMania, so a kid is up. But let's be real. I'm going to move on. Pause. Flag on the play. I'm done with that conversation. You want to comment about it below, let me know. I personally thought it was shit, okay, to have a kid and have him not have a fucking partner. Just shit it on the tag team division. Completely shit it on the tag. I don't care. I want to hear, oh, he's so bad, he don't need a partner. Okay, maybe I'm not getting the point. But my point is, fuck that part of the match. What else I didn't like in the show? I didn't like the fans at one point when for a year, it's the Usos, it's the New Day. This match came on, it had no steam from the crowd. I don't know how it came across on TV, but in person, people went to the bathroom, people started to go get snacks, and I'm like, And you know me, I'm an Uso mark. Didn't like that part. What else I didn't like? Some of the dumbass chants. I mean, I thought the fans were, for the most part, good last night until the last hour and a half. In my section, anyway. It's funny, I bought my ticket off of StubHub. The guy that I bought my ticket off of was sitting there. They started off, we were pretty cool and cordial with each other. And then they got to the main event, and he, you know, first of all, you're at WrestleMania wearing a Kenny Omega shirt, so what the fuck, okay? And I talk about Ring of Honor also, because I was there this weekend, and let's just be real, Hill people. The worst shit I ever paid for was a Ring of Honor show. I had more fun going to the grocery store with my wife, and after the grocery store, she had to go to four other stores, including Home Depot, than I had at Ring of Honor. Anybody tells you Ring of Honor was good, they're a fucking lie. They had two good matches, and it was both the matches that involved the Bullet Club. That is it. Cody and Omega did their thing, not hating on that at all. And the ladder match, they did their thing. Can't hate on that. Other than that, it was a shit show. What else I didn't like here? I got my notes here. And of course, I'm not a fan of Brock winning, but I called it. Okay, I knew Brock would win. I think it was one of them last minute changes that the crowd, that Vince threw in there. So, Intercontinental title winning. Seth Rollins, can't be mad at that. I just thought, give it to Finn. You know, especially you got the new whole campaign with Finn and the LGBT. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make fun of it. I don't know the whole thing and I'm a little tired. But the gay community is now Finn. So, I don't understand, you know. Well, not that I don't understand, but if you get the LGTB behind you, Leigh Gesmian and Foundation behind you, why not win? I mean, you just racked in for the gate alone 14 million, 78,000 people, millions watching around at home, countries all over the world. Why not have Finn Balor win? Rusev Day, here's the thing, and I met Rusev in the Foot Locker. Strangest places I met, guys. I mean, I got about 30 selfies with people. Okay, just random wrestlers at random spots throughout the entire New Orleans experience, which, by the way, was pretty damn good, by the honest God. Pretty damn good. I say Miami's a different kind of sexy. New Orleans is a place you bring your side chick. Don't bring your main chick to New Orleans. That's stupid. Never bring your main chick to New Orleans. That's a side chick paradise. Just tell you that much. We know that Rusev asked for his release. This is when he got the push. The crowd is going crazy. I thought Randy Orton would win because Vince doesn't give a shit about the crowd sometimes. And it's called, you know, that heat. The word this weekend I heard, kept hearing about is nuclear heat. Rusev not winning, though, pissed that crowd off. Okay. But, again, match of the night, guys. Flair and Asuka. Bottom line in the story, there is not a better match that I could have seen. Other than that, Flair and Oscar won that match. Let me read some of these comments. My man Adrian checking in. There was three good matches on the main event card, and two of them were in the first two. Yeah. Yeah, Adrian. I got to agree with you. I gave this WrestleMania a 3 out of 5. And the weekend was amazing. You guys seen it. I'm sorry. Beyonce popped in my head. Not in a nasty way. Me and the fellas, you know, hashtag Belt Kings, please, guys, just hashtag Belt Kings. I mean, we were all over. We made Reddit. And I'm not a big Reddit guy, but I heard that's a big deal to make the front page of Reddit. Make the front page of the WWE.com and on your apps as well. So they called us. I remember we had to fill out a whole bunch of paperwork and things like that. We took a bunch of interviews and pictures and all that kind of stuff. And the last one we did, they literally escorted us out the building. Like the police. Handed us to the security because we shut shit down. It was the wrestlers. And if you saw us, I've done this before by myself, but when you got four brothers dressed in suits with over 40 belts, we shut shit down. Shout out to Big Cass, who came after Elimination Chamber, personally made a beeline to us to give us a picture. Just a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend. Until I got to Mania last night. But match of the night was Flair and Asuka. Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey. Listen, guys. Ronda Rousey match was amazing, okay? And I don't want to hear you certain I don't want to call you a certain name, but you know who you are. I think that they call you Smart Mark, so I don't want to call you that or whatever, right? But you know, you're guys who just pick on everything WWE does. Oh, why did they have her destroy? Why didn't they have Ronda destroy Stephanie and all that shit? Listen, guys, let's put things in perspective. It's professional wrestling, sports and entertainment, okay? Stephanie McMahon is a former women's champion, first of all. Second of all, do you not see her videos? Okay, Stephanie McMahon is in shape like that, okay? And God, she's a billionaire, so she can get training in MMA. And most of these girls today go through that kind of training anyway. Like when you go to a kickboxing gym, when you go different places. So come on, people. Ronda Rousey did her fucking thing, hands down. Ronda Rousey. Yeah, Nathan. Silence the doubters. What else we got here? I'm trying to scroll down. I'm on my phone, not at home, so they can give me a chance if I get to your comments. If I skip past you, I apologize. I'm just trying to get to what I, you know, it's popping up on the screen. The best great match, Ronda match, was an instant classic. I agree. Flair and Asuka should have closed the show. I don't know about that. That's, no, stop. Sorry, Adrian, no. Just because they had the match of the night, yes. Close the show, no. Okay. And I'll speak about that closing of the show match in a second, but that's where I had my official beef in the crowd. Okay. I mean, those who know me, you know my passion. The one friend had to tell other friends, and it's funny because walking in the building, it's really, really crowded. And the Silverdome, Superdome, I did a Hogan, right? The Superdome is the worst stadium I've ever been in my entire life. Okay, and I'm walking in, and people, you know, you step on people's feet and you look at me. I remember saying to one guy, I said, if you get into a fight here, then you're an idiot. Okay, because it's WrestleMania. We're all here to watch the same show. It's like getting into a fight at Disney World. And I almost got into a fight. But this is what the words the guy said to me. Flair and Oscar was fantastic. So Finn was SJ Wing during the WrestleMania, and it's LG. Okay, that's okay, Micah. You're funny. There were three good matches. We're at that one already. Showman match was terrible. Just pretending it didn't happen. Thought Roman Reigns' performance was worse. He can't fight Superman punch and spear. He shows he can't work. Sorry. I 100% disagree with that one, Nathan. Roman Reigns can go, and that leads me to the main event, where I haven't talked about. I'm a pause. I'm not gonna let you rush me into my last final comment on there, okay? But Daniel Bryan, Stephanie McMahon. Daniel Bryan was amazing, and the crowd was for him. And the pop, and to see 78,000 people doing it. I mean, the crowd was amazing. I'm gonna say this again. If you love professional wrestling, you gotta go to WrestleMania weekend. You gotta do a WrestleCon. You gotta do. NXT, which I didn't do, and I heard NXT. My son, 10 years old, called him on Sunday morning, make sure they're ready for WrestleMania. Ciampa, Dad, greatest match I ever seen. He's 10 years old. He said this to me Sunday morning. WrestleMania cannot beat NXT from last night, Dad. And I'm like, son, stop. He's talking to people on the beatbox. He was right. NXT stole the weekend completely. That, to me, tells you Vince McMahon is losing touch with reality of professional wrestling. He's more concerned about making football leagues. He's more concerned about making the $14 million he made at the gate. Which, hey, that's what business is for. You're in business to make money, and we still buy the shit. We still come in to watch the shit. Okay? So that's our fault, to be honest. Okay? And I love the WWE, and everybody knows that I do. I love the WWE, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I heard Dave LaGreca on Bust Open Radio say it's a top five mania of all time. A top five mania of all time. What the fuck was he watching? And I like Dave LaGreca and the Busted Open Radio crew. But really? No, it wasn't a top five of all time. I am here telling you that I gave it a 3 out of 5. But I will go to the main event because Daniel Bryan didn't speak for himself. And then we can talk about that stuff when I get home on Talk Perfect Plex on BBSR Network and Soulin' Sports on Fox Sports Radio. And right now, also, go to thechairshot.com. Also, my mind, hashtag use your head. Shout out to those guys who are out here doing their thing as well. But here it is, guys, the last match. Okay? And I'm going to read some comments. So I think somebody said something about the matches, about the last match, about my comments there. I thought Triple H was going to book himself. Listen, I thought they were going to win as well. I really thought they should have won in a sense of it's them. But no, you got to put Ronda over. And I think the only thing I think should have happened is Triple H should have pedigreed her ass. That's what I think should have happened. Triple H and Pedigree. My man Michael Lee checking in. They didn't have a post show last night. Flair and Oscar was great. For some reason, I felt it ended awkwardly without a match. Ronda did a great in her debut match, and I understand she botched some, but it was cool to expect it. Yeah, I mean, what it was with Charlotte Flair, she did she innovated the move. You know, as far as she normally goes with her two hands up, she went with one hand to get more arts. It was a great ending and everywhere. There's not a single bad spot in that match I can call. But again, you're watching it at home, but I was also watching it from you in the Superdome. I don't care. They had a TV monitor that was watching on television, WWE Network, and they had the Titantron, which was around the ring, I guess, right? And then they had what I was watching in the actual ring. So I didn't see any flaws in that match. I thought it showed Steph was a vet and trained a little. Yeah, I love that as well. I thought, you know, you cannot say that Stephanie, she's a McMahon, they all can wrestle. The building is like 60 years old. Yeah, well, the building needs to be fucking crushed down. I mean, the seats are horrible. The spacing is horrible. It's just horrible. I mean, it's the smallest. I mean, I've been in stadiums older than 60 years old. I've been in stadiums that are like, damn, they're 100 years old, and they're better than that. Okay, they're better than that. And F. Nicholas Thomas. Okay, that was the worst shit of the fucking night. Okay, I understand Daniel Bryan, but my issue is if he is injured in his gimmick now. I mean, you have to understand when it comes to Daniel Bryan and his injury. And that's just wrestling 101. When someone's hurt, they're going to play that role of being hurt. That's wrestling. That's the history of wrestling. That's what wrestling always has. That's what wrestling always will be. Hugo chiming in. We will start planning ASAP for New York, New Jersey. Absolutely. Because I'm still going next year. No matter what, I think you have to be there. Both shows were amazing. I guess you're talking about NXT and Minister J. You're talking about WrestleMania. Like I said, the first 3 hours of WrestleMania, I thoroughly enjoyed it 100%. I could not get enough. I thought Mania was great up until, and it's nothing against Nia Jackson and them, because I thought their match was fine. But your two main events were not that good. And we all said Shinsuke and AJ was going to steal the show. And the best part of their match was the heel turn. And I just felt they were given time. I'm not saying they wouldn't have the time with the entrances up. They wouldn't have the time to perform. They gave them a while to do that. And I just didn't think that lived up to the hype of the main event. Jeff chimed in. Did you talk about Taker and Cena? I'll talk about it right now, Jeff. I honestly, after, you know, you come down to WrestleMania, it's wrestling fans from all over, right? So you talk to, you think and you talk, and that's why I always say that to me, and I call my show this, but I think we all should be entitled to say this, but the show for the intelligent wrestling fan, because I don't just blindly go into my thoughts and my rants. I think about them, and I'm open to new interpretations if I see something completely different, and I believe you give me something formative of a conversation to listen to your opinion about, I will insert it into mine and dissect it and see what the outcome was. After all that talking, I think Taker and Cena was the greatest build to a WrestleMania match the WWE's had in the last 10 years. And okay, and I'm not the greatest memory guy, but as far as my memory serves me, with the exception of Randy and Bray from last year, which the match just felt flat. I loved it, Cena not knowing what was going on, and Taker coming in, the hat being in the ring out of nowhere, then disappearing. What I didn't like was the match. I didn't like the fact that Cena, for the first time in his career, looked like a bitch. And it's not the fact that Cena looked like a bitch. It was just the match was over like that. We got old school. But the match was like this. When he jumped and was scared, and it was the manner. It was like, okay, Cena. I've never, ever felt like Cena melded in until last night. I felt John Cena melded in, and that was disappointing to me as a wrestling fan. What else we got here? NXT, yes. Top five, not even close. I agree. Not even close. A 3 from you for a Mania means WWE really dropping the ball. Hey, you know me, dog. I give stuff high ratings, and it's... The main event I'm going to get into, was it the WWE or was it the fans? Again, I talked on repeatedly, you guys know, you know, please, if you haven't been listening to any of these shows, or if you have, please just go to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and just listen to my podcast, okay? Just put in Mike Knox, 3X, you already know, Solon Sports, Perfect Plex, or Radio, whatever you put in, just put Mike Knox and you'll find it. It's like you'll find us on Reddit and WWE main page, hashtag Belt Kings, and you'll know that I called a lot of stuff. Like, I give things high ratings, and the fact that this main event, I felt that the fans, again, like WrestleMania 20. I don't know what Goldberg and Lesnar would have been. So I'm saying it's crap regardless. Okay, yeah, that's whatever. I think it had the potential to be good. Was it crap? I don't know. Because I can't focus enough on the match, even when I turn the TV down. Because you can see their body language towards the crowd. This, I just don't think Roman deserves what he gets. And again, I'll say this again. For grown-ass men to hate an individual for a character that he plays on TV is dumb and childish. And just all the insert, sit down and pee things, pull up your skirt, B. People get shot in the hood every day, B. Scenarios you want to put in there. Because Roman can go in the ring. Yeah, I will agree. The Superman punch needs to go. Maybe not even the Superman punch. Just the loading of the Superman punch needs to go. Like, what are you jerking your fist? I mean, okay. Okay. I just don't get. And then my thing was with the crowd was, like at Ring of Honor the night before, when Cody Rhodes and Omega was done, 70% of the crowd fucking left. No one saw Marty Scurll and Dalton Castle's last match. They all left. Leave. Leave. Just leave if you don't want to see the match. That's the best thing you can do to WWE is to walk out of their show. That's how you send a statement. You walk out. You're sitting there chatting. They don't care. Just like Friday night, oh, we got here Thursday. Thursday night, Wale Mania, right? Wale said, make some noise. If you like Roman Reigns, or boo if you cheer for Brock Lesnar, he said, or something like that. Either way, you still made noise for Roman Reigns. Like, leave the building. That's how you. As long as he's gonna, doesn't matter. He's still selling out T-shirts, regardless. Okay, enough, and it's time for a change. You nuggets. I just can't quite flush this down the toilet enough. Move on. Okay. And I said this before, and then no one else has said this. And I'm on every site, and I've seen tons of people from Sam Roberts to what's my man on Hot 97, okay, Rosenberg. I've seen them all down here, okay? Podcast, everybody got a fucking podcast. I got damn near 2,000 episodes, okay? So I know what I'm talking about when I say this. Brock Lesnar will be the first two-time, or two, whatever you want to call this bullshit today, combat superstars. He ain't leaving the WWE. And I said that. He's going to do double duty. He's not here half the time anyway. So, why can't he go back to UFC and fight and then come back in 4 months and fight at a SummerSlam? That's what's going to happen. What else we got here? The spirit was dope. I mean, like I'm saying, Roman can go. That's not all he does. All right, let's put this in perspective for 1 second, Nathan. Okay. Everybody's not Seth Rollins. Everybody's not AJ Styles. You have a different type of guys. You love Braun Strowman. Sorry, again, I told you I'm in the hotel and I'm getting animated. Okay. Braun Strowman only has 3 moves. 4 moves, 5 moves. No one complains about that. Oh, but Braun does this differently than Braun. No, Roman can go. Roman can sell, because that's the art of wrestling. It's not only just doing a move, it's selling a move. So Roman can, the Roman disrespect, or whatever it is you guys are, I'm sorry. Stevie Wonder can see that Roman Reigns can go, okay? Do not make me resurrect the ghost of my man Malcolm X to come out here and preach this to you guys about Roman. Is he the best on the microphone? Hell no. Is he the worst? Fuck no. Is he the best in the ring? Hell no. Is he the worst? Fuck no. But you know what he is? He's an entertainer and he's a performer, and all his matches, whether you like them or don't like them, are big feel matches because of the heat. There's nothing that Roman can't do in that ring. You love The Miz? What does The Miz do? There's certain kind of wrestlers There's certain kind of wrestlers. That's what it's been that way. There's guys that came from the Indies that learned the Lucha Libre class, you know, quote unquote kind of style that took over, and then there's guys that will always be sports entertainment wrestlers. The Miz is a sports entertainment wrestler. He does nothing, and I love the Miz. I'm not putting the Miz down. I'm making a comparison. You cannot say you like Braun. You cannot say you like The Miz. You cannot say, even if you're a Cena fan, and yes, Cena does more moves than Roman. I'm not stupid in that analogy, okay? But they're the same kind of guy, The Rock. What moves does The Rock have? Stone Cold. What moves does Stone Cold have? They punch, they kick, they do their stuff. That's wrestling. So stop it with saying that Roman can't do this. And it's just not you, Nathan. It's the world. Stop it, because you make no sense, it's completely hate, and you're not making an intelligent decision. And again, this is a show for the intelligent wrestling fan. So let's have some intelligence. Think before you speak, I tell my children. What else we got here? Bro, you're watching, what? You're washing fresh with them darn belts, a.k.a. belt gang. No, not belt gangs, belt kings, okay? Bro, glad you had a good time. Where the next one might have to buy a belt. Be fine, she's joining. Appreciate that, Billy. But yeah, a lot of people are saying that. Belt Mafia, no. Belt Gang, no. We're trying to take this globally. We just opened up an Instagram account, okay, guys? And it's new. We've had this going on for a while, but somebody said to us, you guys have an Instagram account. So instantly we made one. So if you're on Instagram, go to at Belt Kings, okay? Funny part is that this is what gets me. I have been calling myself a belt king since 2003. Proof is in the pudding, so come get a taste. I know that you love it from the smile on your face. So when I go to get an email account and somebody has belt kings, come on, you're fraudulent, dog. It's gimmick infringement. I stole Mike Knox, but I added another two X's to it to make it three, so it was a gimmick infringement. You cannot take belt kings and try to make yourself a belt king when you're not one. Okay, it's that simple. And then another thing I'm tired of. Well, I got 15 belts. Where the fuck is the picture of you with all your belts on? If I don't see a picture with you at one time with your belts, not a picture in your living room, not a picture on your floor, and on your body, in you, if they're on your floor, you better be laying there doing a damn snow angel. Them ain't your belts, homie. So stop walking up to me. Stop walking up to Mo. Stop walking up to the enforcer, Dion. Stop walking up to the big guy, Rod. Stop walking up to Nephew Corey, the Wrestling Encyclopedia, and telling me you're a belt king if you don't have no proof that you're a belt king. Did you get stopped for an hour in the superstore by just the fans wanting to take your picture? Nah, homie, you're not a belt king. If you ain't get stopped by WWE, not once, not two, sweet, not three, not four, but five times. If you didn't get escorted out the building by security and police, and it's belt kings because we want to get you to the new level. So I have a little rant, but I'm back. That's why I stopped belt gang and belt mafia, Billy. Because we want to make it where it can be commercialized if it has to be. So I can get that money. You know what I'm saying? What else we got here? Do you want to tag Javid in this? Javid Jingles. I don't know. Yeah, if he wants me. But I don't know why Facebook would ask me that question. So I'm not going to hit that. Facebook, you be on some stuff, man. What else we got here? Agreed with the very main entertainment until Jax came in and believed Bliss took a hell of a Super Samoa drop. Hugo, man, I have not 1 ounce of hate now for John Cena. Okay. Fuck Nicholas. Sorry. No offense to the little kid. No, it's not his fault that I'm saying fuck Nicholas. I'm just saying that. And then somebody also reported this. Now, I'm not the greatest of memories. Okay. I'm not the mower of lawns either. But didn't Triple H and Stephanie have all three girls? So why does a rumor come out now that Nicholas is their kid? Their first child was a girl. And then they had twin girls. So when all of a sudden did they get a boy named Nicholas? Dirt sheet, yo. You're the worst. Nicholas is the coolest kid in school today. He is. For Nicholas' sake, he is. No offense. Nothing bad I have to say about the kid. Okay? It's WWE that booked the kid that I have a problem with. Now I'm happy that Roman lost. I marked out. Everybody marked out when Roman lost. Whatever. I love the fact that there were shocking moments. You know what? That's what it was. Like, we got new tag champions on both brands. We got a new women's champion. But and that was, you know, new U.S. champion and new Intercontinental champion. And we talked about this. We had our predictions going amongst the crew here, which I didn't do. I never do really good on WrestleMania predictions. I do good on a lot of other pay-per-view predictions, but WrestleMania predictions I never really do good because I'm going with my heart, not with what I believe the story should go. But I knew Rusev wouldn't win. I didn't. I mean, okay. Thought the Usos would win. I'm highly disappointed.
Usos losing. I mean, again,
and I just. Usos don't get no respect. I don't know what they did, who they did. I mean, maybe Vince wants to sleep with Naomi. I don't know, but that's just crazy. What else we got here? What are your thoughts on the Goldberg comeback? I don't know what that is. What Goldberg comeback? I didn't watch the Hall of Fame. Did I miss something here? I heard some rumors in the dirt sheets that he was getting a full push. Again, hashtag get the dirt sheets. I don't read them. Honestly, us here at Penances right now, we can all write what we think may happen and write it and book it. As far as I'm concerned, Dave Meltzer doesn't know shit, and none of the other dirt sheets know shit. So that's just my opinion. I didn't hear nothing about Goldberg. I mean, I did, but I didn't take it with a, I take it with a grain of salt when I do read dirt sheets. Dana White and Vince McMahon came to an agreement that he would do a dual competitors deal. Yeah, I called that weeks ago, or last week, shall we say. I called that one, Hugo. Let's know where we get the winner between and Cormier. Yeah, well, that I think Strip would beat Brock. I think Brock would beat Cormier because I don't think Cormier can take those hands, and they're both really good established wrestlers. That's my thing. I know Cormier's your guy. I'm not saying against him. I just the weight advantage that they let Brock get in the octagon is great. Best sign of the night. UFC is fake. Best sign of the night. Then another sign was pretty cool. Guy said, had a sign. I'm going to post it later. Said, going for all black wrestlers. Then in the back, he said, Rusev Day or something like that. Rusev Mania. Like, okay. Rusev's not black. So, fine, was confusing. Roman did well, but Brock winning was the wrong move. I agree. Roman should have won. And Roman should have won with Paul Heyman helping him win and turning heel on Brock Lesnar. If look at what's going on. Look what's going on with Roman Reigns. There's nothing the crowd likes. Right? We're talking about 80% of the crowd. Like, it was 78,133 people there last night. 8,133 people were Roman Reigns fans. The other 70,000 were all booing against him. And I don't get it, because you boo Brock being a part-timer, but you say you hate the belt not being on TV, but you cheered when Roman lost. I don't get that. What else we got going on here? It's me. Fuck Roman. Yeah, it is you. What's your thoughts on Queen? Honestly, who else would you have done it? I thought she should have won it. I mean, the streak has to end eventually, and I thought it was funny that all streaks end in New Orleans. Said that in the building. It's the voodoo. But here's the thing with streaks. They have to end eventually. Only one really didn't have to end. To me, was Taker, of course. We all say that, but at the time and everything I viewed, read, and not backstory stuff, is not dirt sheet stuff, is that Taker wanted to retire, and then you guys, as always, won't let him. Look at him now. I'm screaming, okay, you won the match, leave your boots, and he walks off. Taker needs to stop. And let these guys retire. I'm glad Shawn Michaels cut his ponytail, because he'll never be HBK again, as far as, you know, our in-ring competitor at that point. Yeah, last year in Orlando, everyone came to us, and it was just, I was just my damn lackey, Belt King. My wife, the real Belt Kings, yeah, you know, just baby, it's not a promo, I'm just loving everything. But yeah, guys, that's my honesty, 3 out of 5, Hill King of Strong Style, loved it. Yeah, loved that too, Victor. I thought it was great. Brock is suspended for a year from MMA, I believe. No, that year's up. Actually, that year's up. I believe that year came up. Hugo can answer that question better than I can. I believe it ended, or it's about to end very soon with Brock. So, he has 6 months left of his suspension. Oh, there it is. Okay. I said this for years, that Taker needs to just be done. Yeah, as long as the fans keep cheering one more match bullshit.
An Undertaker chance.
It's never going to stop. It's just never going to stop. So that's my take, and that's my opinion of WrestleMania. The weekend was phenomenal. Thursday night, Wally Mania. Friday night, Bourbon Street. Saturday night, Bourbon Street. Ring of Honor was trash. don't care. And I was there with a guy who's a diehard Ring of Honor fan. Big Rod, and that's why I felt good about my thoughts. We all dozed off at some point throughout the weekend at all events. But let's be real, it had nothing to do with the events. I want y'all to know that. It has nothing to do with the events while we passed out. But we were, I mean, you carry 40 belts, your body's going to hurt. We got them games over the weekend. But again, with the Ring of Honor guy, only thing Ring of Honor
had that was good was Cody Omega and the Young Bucks in the ladder match.
Surprises for all tonight. Bobby Lashley, you should already know, is there. A couple calls from NXT. I believe Ember Moon. I think everybody called that when Ember Moon lost. She'd be up. Maybe the SmackDown. Maybe hopefully SmackDown, not Raw. And Big Cass, I believe, is healthy, so he should show up. But maybe a title change on Raw. Maybe Brock loses tonight. I don't know. I just know they got to me. They have a lot to explain to do, Lucy. So let's see what they do give us tonight. Get home already, bro. We have perfect flex to do. Yeah, man. Be home very soon. Talk to you very soon, guys. Mr. J, NXT took the weekend. My 10-year-old boy, he said that. When a 10-year-old says that, it's the greatest match I've ever seen, and he can identify with that kind of matchup, it tells you that it's time for Vince to let Triple H take over the business. My highlight points, I'm going to get out of here. Ronda Rousey, Nia winning. And Naomi winning, I thought it was good to see the ethnicity win at WrestleMania in whatever capacity. What else? Flair and Oscar, match of the night. Disappointments, as I said, was Brock winning and the crowd booing the way they did for that match, which we knew was coming anyway. The Raw tag team. I think, for me, those two matches knocked the card completely from maybe a four for me to a three. I almost give it a 2.75. To be honest, I said it last night in the bed before I had to take the other Bell Kings to the airport. They had to leave really super early in the morning. I almost gave it a two. Because it's about how you leave the fans. And you left the fans shitty last night. You have a lot to make up to tonight, guys. Listen, this is a Brendan Around the Blocks and Mike Knox live from New Orleans. I appreciate you guys tuning in and answering the questions that you do. I appreciate all you guys, the love we've gotten. Again, go to Reddit. Look us up, go to W.com. Share us, man. We're trying to take this thing globally. Next year, New York, New Jersey, we coming through, and we're looking for photographers to walk with it. I can't explain to you guys how big walking with those titles did for us. And I know, just like I knew back in 2003 on SmackDown, my man Wash, the back when we called Wash, Jason Boyer, I knew we were going to start a revolution, and we've done that. I'm not bragging. I'm just being honest. That's what Mike Knox stands for. It's the hardcore because I speak the real shit. I know you cats didn't have belts before me. Because I was in magazines and on TV. I know you did. I know the way we walk around the building now and we watch how people carry their titles. They never carry their belts. They're strapped around their arms, strapped on their necks. I love it. What's the biggest way? It's art imitates flattery. And I thank you. Wrestling fans, I love you. My man Ty Sean coming in real late. So what do you got to say? Wait for this review before I watch what culture. Time to undust my Nixon. Yeah, let's go. Ty Sean, I gave it a 3 out of 5, man. $1 Million Man TV DiBiase Junior titles. It started off hot with all that shine, all that bliss, bringing back something prestigious, and it just fell flat at the end. And it didn't affect that Brock really won. To be honest, because I picked Brock winning. It's the way the crowds can make or break WrestleMania. They can make or break it. And I think they were so the dumb chance that beach balls and this is awful. And none of that stuff was true. None of it's true. You're booing Brock because you think he's leaving when he's not going anywhere. You're booing Roman because... that's what I'm going to tell you guys here. The fight. Think about the fight that almost happened. So the guy, you know, you're wrestling. If you've ever been to any wrestling event, you cheer for your guys. Like, I cheered for Nakamura and... Sammy and Nakamura and AJ Styles. I cheered for both of them the same way I did for Undertaker and Triple H. I cheered for both. So, you know, he's doing this, you know, Roman sucks and I'm Roman Reigns. And then he goes, get off of Roman's dick. I'm like, I say, yo, just don't talk to me like that. You know what I'm saying? Don't talk to me like that. And his boy had to tell him, I'm watching his boy tell him, like, yo, you need to apologize. You know what I mean? At the end of the night, you know, just watch how you talk to people. You can cheer for you want to go for and cheer for you want to cheer for. But Bell King, Star, Mo Eaton in the house. What's going on, Mo? Telling these cats, 3 out of 5, man. You was there. 3 out of 5. It just ended flat. It ended flat. But tonight better be better. I know that. Tonight better be better. It needs to be better. We deserve to have better. But I'm afraid it can't be because the fans are going to control the show. What the fans do tonight, Rothamania, is what you're going to get. So let's watch it. Tomorrow I'll be right back here in the hotel room again giving you my my around the block to Mike Knox. WrestleMania, 3 out of 5, y'all. I'm out. Peace.